Star 102.3, Brian Roberts with our friend Mo, the math pro with Mathnasium of Eugene. Some cool tricks to help your children become math ninjas. Mo, what you got for us?
Hi again, Brian. Prime numbers are helpful for finding the factors of a large number or finding the common denominator when adding or subtracting fractions. And earlier on this show, we learned together that a prime number is a number that is only divisible by itself and by 1. So we found out together that the prime numbers are 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23, 29, 31, 37, 41, 43, 47, etc. Notice that after the prime number 5, every number that ends with 5 is no longer a prime number, because they are all divisible by 5. Now, Brian, let me ask you a question. Are you tired of the year 2020?
Well, Mo, let me just say that I'm ready for 2021.
So am I. Now, if you're looking forward to a new beginning with better daily routines than in 2020, look no further than 2021. You know why?
Why is that?
Because 2021 is a composite prime number.
All right, that is cool. So what does that exactly mean?
A composite number is a rare number that is the result of multiplying 2 different prime numbers. So they are often considered lucky numbers. For example, 77 is a composite number because it is the result of multiplying 7 by 11. And 7 and 11 are both prime numbers. So same thing for 2021. It is the result of multiplying 2 prime numbers. But in this case, it's 43 times 47. When you compare that to 2020, you find that we get 2020 by multiplying 5 prime numbers, not just 2. And that 2020 has a dozen of factors, not just 2. So 2020 seems a lot more complicated or chaotic than 2021.
Right, Mo. And for what grade levels would this be for, Mo?
Good question, Brian. At Mathnasium, we start teaching prime numbers and factorization in 5th grade, right after students learn to divide. But this concept can get more sophisticated from one grade level to the next throughout middle school. In fact, our 2 students, Neha and Priya, are sisters in 7th and 8th grades at Kennedy Middle School and the Eugene Waldorf School, and they are both continuing to learn more challenging skills about prime factorization.
Okay, so if somebody wants to get their child involved with Mathnasium, what do they need to do, Mo?
You can find our phone number on our website, mathnasium.com/Eugene, and I will be more than happy to answer your questions.
Mo the Math Pro with Mathnasium of Eugene.